Moncrief on News Talk.
As men move through life, the level of testosterone and other hormones in their body starts to fall. Yet, contrary to previous assumptions, this doesn't necessarily affect libido. A new study claims that male desire doesn't see any dip well into the 40s. Emily Power-Smith is a clinical sexologist. Good afternoon, Emily.
Hello there.
So it kind of what it seems to be saying is that we all think that like it peaks somewhere in maybe the early to mid 20s, but it just keeps going until the 40s. Were you surprised to see that?
Not really. I think it's interesting research. There's not a lot yet done, and we need more. But I think it's in a way a nice way to look at it, because finally we're beginning to allow that men are more than just machines, that they don't just need testosterone to have libido, that there's a lot more to it, that men are thinking, feeling, sentient beings, and that, you know, it's complex and layered for them the same as it is for everyone else. And I think that's a positive message.
Right. Okay. But maybe something else drives libido then, other than just, you know, whatever hormones are sloshing around your body.
Yeah, exactly. For example, a man could have really good testosterone, but if he's not confident, or if there's another reason that his erections aren't working, for example, that's a big libido killer for a lot of men. Another thing, what I'm noticing with younger men in, you know, sort of even late teens, early 20s, that kind of age group, something quite new for me anyway, is that they are really afraid of being judged sexually, and they would choose to not be sexual rather than be judged or spoken about or outed somehow for their performance or other things.
Yeah. And who will do all this judging and outing and stuff?
Well, the people I speak to are very worried. These would be more, the people I've happened to speak to would be heterosexual men who are worried that women talk. And it comes from different places. Either they've seen it happen online and men being ridiculed or humiliated, or actually what's more likely scaring them is that they have good female friends and they hear their female friends slagging men off, and they think, well, these are nice women, these are my friends, and they do it, so why would I risk somebody I don't know or who doesn't care about me doing it about me?
Yeah, you'd never have a relationship then with anyone on that basis.
This is what's, yeah, I mean, I work with people who literally choose not to, but it's not because they don't have libido, it's because they're afraid to risk that. I think there's a lot around that. You know, the other thing is, people who are in their 40s now didn't grow up with this, right? I'm way over 40, but didn't grow up with social media or with the ability to be outed in the same way or spoken about. And so I think our brains develop differently and we have different abilities around risk aversion, perhaps. And all these generalizations are always a bit tricky, but we are generalizing today. That's another part of it, I think.
Yeah, well, of course. No, but it seemed as if this study was perhaps looking at people in long-term relationships, couples.
Yeah, it seemed like they were comparing that older couples, older men, well, older as in their 40s, would be more inclined to be in long-term or more stable relationships.
Yeah. What was interesting is just men's sexual desire, again, we're speaking in generalization, in averages, just seems to be always higher than women's. Why is that? Why? Because it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah, I'm interested in it too, because I know it is changing, but I think it really, we have to allow for how questions are asked and who's asking them, what language is used. And, you know, it can be, you can get different information if you ask it differently. So if you're talking about straightforward, hard, you know, the kind of traditional idea of what sex is and what desire for that sex is, you may still get an answer where women look like they have lower desire. But if you were to nuance it more, if you were to maybe include a pathway towards getting turned on, or how to be erotic without necessarily going to what we traditionally think of as sex, I think we may get much different answers.
Right. Okay.
Women know themselves a little bit more, and they in some of these studies, they're just not represented. They can't give the answer that they would give because it's not there to give. It's not an option, or it's, you know, so there's a bit of that going on, certainly in research, I think.
Yeah. But and I could be completely wrong here, but and it's things that happen in life, I suppose, as well. But if you have a couple, would it be the case that generally speaking, a man always seems to want more sex than a woman does for whatever reason, especially after kids come along, people are tired, all that stuff. It seems to be the load often as not is heavier on women, and therefore they don't feel like it as much.
I think that's very true for a lot of people. And I also think that can change, though. I think, you know, as time changes, a lot of women now getting good HRT and looking after themselves well and their children are reared are wanting to re-engage sexually in a way that they may have actually never done before, where they are feeling differently about themselves. And more I'm meeting men who are struggling with the issue of having lower desire than their partner, whether it's same sex or heterosexual. I think it's changing. And again, I come back to men having permission to be more than just a simplistic creature who needs to get an erection and stick it in something and he's happy. There's more, and it's good, you know, it's good news that where men are able to say, do you know what? I need to feel valued and I need to feel respected and I need to feel interesting and sexy. The same things that we've been hearing from women for such a long time. Maybe the difference is more, as you say, about mental load than about actual differences in gender.
Yeah. In your experience, is there an age where things just gel just right?
No. There can be periods of time in a relationship or in lives where it can. But in my experience, if people are together long enough, both will experience being the lower desire partner at different times because of what you say, because life happens, you know, an illness, a death, a lot of something in work, stress, children, all these things affect us differently. And to imagine that one person is going to always have higher desire, no matter what happens to them, is too simplistic. And to imagine that it's always women who have lower desire, we have to make sure we're asking the right questions. Lower desire for what? For feeling beautiful, sexy, connected, special. Women have really high desire for that.
Yeah.
It's just that the pathway to it can sometimes be different. You know, sometimes men get those feelings from sexual acts, but mostly women need to feel those things before they want to be sexual.
Yeah. Is there could there be a difference in perception as well, in the sense that a man's perception of what is the right amount of sex might be different to his partner's perception of what is the right amount of sex?
Yeah, and vice versa. And I'll tell you something, Irish people are very interested in what everyone else next door is doing. They're almost more interested in that than in what they're doing themselves, I find at times. We're very nosy and very worried that we're not keeping up with everybody else. So perception is a big part of it. And then feeling not good enough or not adequate because you're not reaching this imagined perception. Oh, sure, John and Mary are having the best time. Look at them. I bet they have sex all the time. And therefore, we're not having enough.
Right. Yeah.
I hear that kind of thing a lot, you know.
Right. Okay. I have to let you go now, Emily, because I have to find out who this John and Mary are and where they're doing all this. That was Emily Power-Smith there, a clinical sexologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.